Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Chaf Hey. We left off in daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis at the Mishnah toward the bottom of the page. It says in the Mishnah, Marchikinas Hagorin Kavua Min Ha'ir Chamishamam. If a person has a granary that's a Kavua granary, which we'll define soon, you have to keep it 50 amos away from the city. Lo Yas Adam Garin Kavua B'Toch Shalo Elim Kein Yesh Lo Chamishamam L'Kol Ruach. And if you have a granary in your property, you have to make sure, and you have neighbors, it's in a residential area, you have to make sure that there are 50 amos of your own property on each side of it, so that you'll be at least 50 amos away from your neighbor, even from an individual. Meaning the first halacha was about staying away from a city, from a large population. The second halacha is about staying away as an individual from your individual neighbor. Umarchikin minit Yosef shel chaveru uminiro b'kdesh lo yazik. And you also have to keep it away from the newly planted trees of your friend and from his newly plowed field, so that you don't damage it. Because by having a granary, a lot of times we're going to see the Gemara is going to explain, you're going to do the winnowing and things that the chaff is going to be blown all over the place, and it's not going to be good for the neighbor when all this stuff gets blown onto his field. So it says Gemara, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between in the Reisha when we say you have to stay away Chamishim Amma, and then in the Seifa we say, no, just stay away Kedei Shelo Yazik, that you stay away from the Netios and the Nir Kedei Shelo Yazik. Which is it? Do you stay 50 Amos away, or is there some other measurement of Kedei Shelo Yazik? So Amar Abaye, Seifa Asan Legorin She'enu Kavua. So Abaye says we're talking about two different types of granos. The Reish is talking about a Goren Kavua. A Goren Kavua you need to keep away 50 Amos. A Goren She'enu Kavua is going to be less than 50 Amos. You just have to use a little bit of Chachma and figure out how much is going to be Mazik and stay away because they Shalai Yazik so that it shouldn't damage anything. Heichidami Goren She'enu Kavua. What's the definition of a Goren She'enu Kavua? What does that mean, Goren She'enu Kavua? Some Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Kol She'enu Zora Barachas. Whenever you don't need to use a shovel to do the winnowing, so then it's not going to be a Goren Kavua. That's called a Goren She'enu Kavua, meaning it's light enough that it can be done without a shovel. What does it mean it's done without a shovel? So Rashi explains, She'ena Kri Gadol Ve'in Tzarek Lizos Barachas Ala Haruach Min HaSheves B'Kri Va'motz Nidav Me'elav. That it's a situation where it's so small that you can just let the wind blow. You don't even need to pick things up with a shovel and blow it up in the air. Just the fact that the wind is blowing is enough to, it's blowing on the field, is enough to blow away whatever you don't need. And that way it does the Zriya for you without you actively doing anything. The implication of Rashi is that if you do it by hand, if you have to pick it up and throw it up in the air, that's the same as using a shovel. Right? Rashi says what makes it a small, a Goren She'enu Kavua, is that the Ruach is Min HaSheves B'Kri, and it just happens Me'elav. It happens on its own. You don't have to do anything. However, the Magen Mishnah writes in Hilchos Shchein in Perek Yud, Halacha Beis, that if you Zara B'Yadayim, that's Enu Kavua. That it's Dafka when you need to use Kalim to be Zora, that's when it's going to be Kavua. But if you're Zora B'Yadayim, that's the same as being Zora all on its own. And when things don't really get, Zriya doesn't really happen all on its own. You have to do something, but if you're able to just do it by hand, that must be Eino Kavua. So it seems like a machlokas between Rashi and the Magen Mishnah. Anyway, but that's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina's explanation of what a Goren She'eino Kavua is, but it's all based on Abaye's answer for the stira between the Reisha and the Seif of the Mishnah, where the Reisha said Chamishamama and the Seif said Kadesh Lo Yazik. So Abaye explained that the Reisha is talking about a Goren Kavua, Seif is Goren She'enu Kavua. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, no, there's a different answer to the stira between the Reisha and the Seif. Matamutcha Amar. What the Mishnah is really doing is explaining a reason. My time Marchikin Goren Kavua Mina Ir Chamishamama. Kidei Shalo Yazik, that in the Seifa it's not giving a different shear, it's giving an explanation of why you need to be Marchik 50 Amos. And it says you need to be Marchik 50 Amos, Kidei Shalo Yazik. It's not big Kidei Shalo Yazik in the sense that that's the amount of space you have to leave. It's Kidei Shalo Yazik, you're Marchik the Goren from the city so that it doesn't do any damage. As opposed to what? What might the other possibility of why you'd be Marchik a Goren in the ear have to be besides for Kadesh Lo Yazik? So the Rashba asks this Kasha, Tosfos alludes to the Kasha, and the Rashba says, no, just the last Mishnah we had about being Marchik and the ilan min ha'ir, and it had nothing to do with hezek. Being marchik from the city, the tree from the city, didn't have to do with hezek, it had to do with no ya'ir. With just maintaining the beauty of the city. So it's important for the Mishnah to mention that when we talk about the Goren min ha'ir, even though it's min ha'ir, it has nothing to do with beauty of the city. It has to do with hezek, with mamish hezek. The main nafkamina, whether it has to do with beauty or it has to do with hezek. So two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, can the bnei ha'ir be mochel? Right? If the bnei ha'ir, if it has to do with hezek, the bnei ha'ir can be mochel or hezek. But if it has to do with the beauty, and there was special takana for the beauty of Eretz Yisrael in order to maintain, as Rashi had said yesterday, that Ein Zu Teferes Eretz Yisrael. Well, we certainly cannot be mochel on the Teferes of Eretz Yisrael. So the Bnei Yair would not be able to be mochel for Mishum No Yair. And the other more obvious nafkamina is, does it apply outside of Eretz Yisrael? If it's Mishum Teferes Eretz Yisrael No Yair, then it would only be in Eretz Yisrael. But if it's Mishum Hezek, Hezek is Aser everywhere, so then it would even apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the point that the Mishnah has to make, according to Rav Ashi, is that it's Kadesh Lo Yazik. Tosus understands that the reason Abaye didn't say like Rav Ashi is that it's really unnecessary to tell me Kadesh Lo Yazik. We'd be able to figure that out on our own. Perhaps we'd be able to figure it out on our own from the second halacha, that it throws it right together with the halacha of Lo Yasad M'garon Kavo B'toch Shalo, of not keeping it away from your neighbors. 50 amos. That's not a noy ha'ir issue, so that's obviously a hezek issue. So if the second halacha is about a hezek issue, it's most likely that the first halacha is about a hezek issue. So that's why Abaye didn't want to say, like Rav Ashi. Mm-hmm. We have a brice that says you keep a goren kavua 50 amos away from the city. And just like you keep it 50 amos away from the city, so too you keep it away from all of the things that your friend has planted 50 amos away. Kadesh al yazik, in order that it shouldn't damage anything. So bishlam l'Ravashi nicha. So this works out great according to Ravashi el Abaye kasha, but according to Abaye it's problematic. And the question is why? Well, why is it problematic according to Abaye? Everyone agrees that you keep it 50 amos away from the city. Kadesh Shalal Yazik, that's for sure. It's just, what did Abaye say different? Abaye just said that if you have a Goren She'eno Kavua, you also have to be Marchik, be Kadesh Shalal Yazik as much as you can figure out, as it's not going to do damage. But the halacha here, everyone agrees with. The halacha that you keep a Goren Kavua 50 amos away, Abaye doesn't disagree with that. So it says Tosos, Tema, my Kashalei, Habraisa Ayri Begoren Kavua, Umas Nisan Begoren She'eno Kavua. The Bryce is talking about a Goren Kavua when it says 50 amos. Our Mishnah, when it says Kadesh Lo Yazik, is talking about a Goren She'eno Kavua. So what's the Stira? So it says Tosos, Yeshlomo Dabai Gufei Havamashani Dematamka Amar, Ilav Mishum de Kashalei Matzarach Lefarish Taima Kadesh Lo Yazik. Abaye would have preferred to say that the Mishnah is giving matam, the Mishnah is giving a reason at the end of Kadesh Shel Yazik, that it's just explaining the reason they have to be marchik, but he didn't want to say that way because why does the Mishnah have to tell me that? It's so obvious that it's Kadesh Shel Yazik. The hasha did the brisa mefarish taima Kadesh Shel Yazik, masnisanami ikal afushe hachi. So what was the problem? Why did Abaye not want to say that it's just explaining the reason? Because it's so unnecessary. Why would a Tana go out of his way to tell me that you keep the Goren Kavua away, Kadesh Lo Yazik? It's so unnecessary. Oh yeah? But this Braisa clearly is giving Kadesh Lo Yazik as a reason. In this Braisa, there's no doubt that the phrase Kadesh Lo Yazik is not being used to explain how far to keep a Goren She'eno Kavua away. It's very clearly being used as a reason. But according to Abaye, the whole premise for rejecting Rav Ashi is that it's unnecessary for any Tana to give me a reason. But here you have Beferish and the Braisa that it gives a reason. So if the Braisa is using Kadesh Lo Yazik as a reason, it stands to reason that the Mishnah would also use Kadesh Lo Yazik as the explanation for the halacha, rather than as a separate halacha. That's how Tosafot understands the Kasha and Abaye works. The Ritva understands that it's from the fact that the Braisa mentions only talks about being Marchik Goren Kavua, that the implication is that if it were a Goren She'eno Kavua, it wouldn't need any Harchaka at all. And according to Abaye, a Goren She'eno Kavua does need some Harchaka. So that's how the Ritva understands the Braisa goes against Abaye. Either way, the Gemara leaves it as Kasha. So it says, how does the Goron damage all these things? When you're talking about gourds and melons and things like that, so I understand exactly how the damage is going to work. The dust is going to go in, and it's going to get into them, and it's going to ruin them, it's going to dry them out. So I understand that it's going to, right, Rosh, the margin, it says, Matzvile is Pirush Soref Umiyavish Lachluchisa. It's going to go and take away all the moisture. It's going to dry up the moisture of the fruits. Elaminiru amai, but why do you have to stay away from the plowed field? So Amar Rav Barziv Devitim Rav Barzutra Mimresha also Galal, because it makes a lot of zevel, a lot of fertilizer in the field, takes all the zra'im that are in the field, and it ruins all of them because it over-fertilizes the field, right? Normally fertilizer is good for a field, but that's what Tosfos points out over here. Afal gav de galal mashpiach hakarka kshi kula galal mazik. When there's too much, when you over-fertilize, then it's going to be damaging to the field. It's going to ruin whatever you try to plant in that field. So that's the problem. That's why we don't have, that's why you're not allowed to keep your goren kavua near your sadanir, near your friend sadanir, near his plowed field. Says the Mishnah, Marchi nu Mishnah, Marchiknas and Nevelos v'sakvaros v'saborsiki mini'ir chamishim ama. We keep away Nevelos and Kvaros, right, dead carcasses of animals, and Kvaros, and burial plots, v'saborsiki, and tanning setup, mini'ir chamishim ama. We keep it 50 amos away from a city. Why do all these things have to be 50 amos away from the city? So Rashi says, Mishum reyach ra, because of a bad smell. So Besa Kvaros smells bad. So maybe the way we do it, it doesn't smell bad. But if you don't bury very, very far underground, so it could smell very bad. But the Shaila is, what about our Besa Kvaros? Is it like a low pluk, or is it something that, no, it's only Shaykh when the Besa Kvaros actually smells bad. So it's interesting to note that Taz in Yerodea says that there's another reason that you need to keep the Besa Kvaros away. He says it's depressing to have a cemetery next door to you. So you need to keep 50 the Beis HaKfaros away from the city so that no one has to face a cemetery when they walk out of their house every morning to get the paper. They shouldn't have to see a cemetery. It's an extremely sad thing to constantly be seeing. And the Ber Hetiv points out, based on the Taz, that it's that this is one of the details of the broader Takanas Chazal of Shelo Yisabel Yoser Midai, that there are a number of halachos that we don't do certain things because lo yisabel yoser midai. We're not supposed to overdo it with avelus, right? That's why after certain points we're not supposed to carry forward avelus. Avelus has certain endpoints in terms of certain hanhagos of avelus. So this is a part of lo yisabel yoser midai, that a person shouldn't constantly be hanging around cemeteries. You're always hanging around cemeteries. It's not a good sign for your emotional state of mind. Unless, I don't know, you're a scholar or something, researching old communities or something like that. But generally speaking, Rabbi Septimus was just telling me that Dr. Schneur Lyman and his father, when they were 9-year-olds, they used to hang out in the cemetery, read all the Kfaros. They were scholars as 9-year-olds. They were already studying all the different, but whatever. It's not, most normal people shouldn't be hanging out in cemeteries. Not a good thing. So anyway, so it seems the Taz says there's this additional reason besides for the smell, so you don't have to worry so much, even in our cemeteries, about the smell. However, the Beis Hillel, the commentary in the Shulchan Aruch, Beis Hillel says that this doesn't apply nowadays anyway, because all of the governments have mandated that many cemeteries be in cities and some be outside of cities, so we don't have much control over it anyway, so all bets are off. All the whole halacha is off for us. Enos and Borski al the Mizrachi ir. You only make a Borski on the eastern side of the city. Rabbi Kiva Omer l'kol ruach also chutz ma'arav omar chamish mama. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you can make a Borski on any side of the city except for the west of the city, and you keep it 50 amos away. What does he mean, you keep it 50 amos away? When you make it on every other side, or on the west, you're not allowed to make it unless you keep it 50 amos away. The Gemara is going to discuss what the Marchi Chamisha Mama goes on. Marchiknes a Mishra min a Yerek, you have to keep your flax pool away from vegetables. Vesakrishim min a Betzelim, your leeks away from your friend's onions. Vesachardel min a Dvarim, and your mustard seeds away from your friend's bees. Rabbi Yossi matir b'chardel. Rabbi Yossi says, now with chardel, it's no problem. You don't have to worry about your mustard seeds and your friend's bees. Now, and we saw the svar for Rabbi Yossi is, because he can taina, just like I'm damaging you, you're damaging me. So it doesn't make a difference. There's no clear mazik over here. Now you'll note in the Mishnah, when it talks about being marchik, all these things, Mishram and Iyar, Krishram and Abtelim, Chadram and Advarim, it's different than every other case we had of Harchaka so far in Mishnayis, because every other case of Harchaka we had so far in Mishnayis told us how far to stay away. This Mishnah, this end of this Mishnah at least, doesn't tell us how far. It just says to be marchik. So the Ramban writes that you have to be marchik, each one, based on how much it damages. Chardol min Devarim is 50 amos. Mishra min Yarek is 4 amos. And the Krishin me'abit Salem is the Shir Yanika, however much they're Yonik, and that would make it Klayim, because the Yanika of the Krishin from the Bit Salem would ruin the Bit Salem. But you have to figure out each one based on its own ability to do damage. Now, the Ramban also says it could be, why would the Tana leave out all these details? It could be that it's sort of a hint to us that the Tana, the author of the Mishnah, wanted to let us know, look, there's a machlokas here whether you need to be marchik at all. There's a sheet of Rabbi Yossi that you don't need to be marchik. So part of the way of hinting to us that he paskens like Rabbi Yossi is leaving out the details of this halacha. Why does he leave out the details? Unimportant. We're going to pass on like Rabbi Yossi anyway. So since he's going to pass on like Rabbi Yossi, it could be that's why he left that halach. The Ramban then rejects that interpretation, but that's what he suggests, at least as a havamina. Says the Gemara, Yibayilahu, Rabbi Akiva Heichi Kamar. When Rabbi Akiva says that you're allowed to have the borsiki on any side of the city except for the west side, and you need to keep it 50 amos away, what did he mean to say? Did he mean to say that on any other side besides for the west, you could put it right up against the city, right next to the city, but if you put it on the west, you need to have it 50 amos away? Or did he mean to say that you can make it in any other direction as long as you keep it 50 amos away, but on the west side you can't do it at all? It's absolutely cannot be done at all. You have to be marked entirely. You can't have it there at all. So Tashma Detanya. So we have a raya from we have a brisa that says as follows: Rabbi Kiva Omer Lekol Ruach Ose Umarke Chamish Me'ama. That you can keep it on any other side that you want, except for the west side, because it's going to be tadir, and since it's going to be tadir, it's going to be problematic at all. So you're never allowed to put it on the west side. The Gemara is going to define the word tadir and what the word tadir means over here. I was just bothered when I read this Gemara. There's a fundamental problem with this tzad. No, you're going to say you keep it 50 amos away in every other direction, but you can't keep it to the west of the city at all, no matter how far away you are. Wherever you are in the world, you're to the west of some city. No, there has to be some distance. No, it's just double pasha. You have to, right, unless Chazal are assuming there's an end to the world and you keep it in the western. What do you mean? Wherever you are in a continent, you're to the west of some city, unless you're all the way on the western part of the continent. So is that shaykh? That's not shaykh. You have to, you're only allowed to make a borsiki on by the beach, on the all the way west. It doesn't make any sense. So I just saw now it says a chaznish dikdek in the Biur Yadav of here, kiven she'ein. Whatever is east to one city is going to be west to another city. You have to say that if it's not 50 amos, see what happens. With it 49 amos away, you smell it pungent, it's terrible. And 51 amos away, you smell nothing? It doesn't exactly work like that. The smell is not as bad 51 amos away, and you're able to manage it. If you're far enough away that the smell doesn't exist, that you can't smell it at all, even when the wind is blowing in the right direction. For those of us who went to Karen Biavna, remember when the wind was blowing in a certain way from the kibbutz, forget it. You could die from the smell of the chickens in the kibbutz and whatever else they had going on there. It was terrible. And other times it wasn't so terrible. Other times you were able to manage it. It wasn't so bad. It depends on how the wind was blowing. But if you went a little further away, so you didn't smell it at all if you were much further away. So as long as you're far enough away that you don't smell it at all, then no matter how the wind is blowing, you're not smelling it. So then that's okay for sure. That's not an issue. The only issue is when there is some smell, how far do you have to be away? So Amar le Rav Nachman, my Tadira, what does Tadira mean? That you have to be, you can't be to the west of the city at all because it's Tadira. Ilema Tadira Beruchos, if it means that the wind blows a lot in that direction. But no, we're told that four ruchos blow every day, and the ruach tzvonis blows with all of them. Because if the ruach tzvonis were not blowing together with all the other winds, then the world would not survive even a single moment. Ruach dromis, kashami kulan. And the harshest of them is the southern wind. And if not for Ben Netz, which keeps it in check, then it would destroy the entire world. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Hami binascha ya'aver Netz." Yifros Knuff of Lusayman. Okay, so this Nates, this demon or whatever it is, this Malach, comes and stops the Ruach. Elamai Tadira, so what does Tadira mean? Tadira B'Shechina, it means that that's where the Shechina is most intense. Dam Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Bo V'Nachzik Tov L'Avaseinu, because Rabbi Shua ben Levi told us that we have to have Akaras HaTov for our forefathers, Shehodi'unu Makom Tfilo, because they let us know exactly how to daven, exactly where to daven. Tichziv, because the Pasuk says, Utzva Shamayim L'chamish Tachavim, that the Tzva Shamayim, the legions of Shamayim, are Mishtachav HaTakorosh Baruch Hu. So they taught us exactly how to daven, because we see where the Tzva Shamayim are positioned, where the sun and the moon and everything is positioned, and based on that we figure out what the way to bow toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is. That's what Tzva Shemayim L'chamishtach M'rach says Hashem Eshvei Arecha Omdim B'Mizrach. They stand in the east, and then Mishtach V'et HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the west. So you see that it must be that the west is the Makom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the place of greatest Hashras HaShchina. Tulsa says, but at night, they're Mishtachavim and the Mizrach also. So, meaning it moves. So how do you know which way to follow the sun? Says no, but at night we're already not seeing it because it's already getting dark. In the morning when we see it, that's what we look at. He says, why don't we learn out the place, location of the Shechina from the Beis Hamikdash, where the Shechina was in the western part of the Beis Hamikdash? So shouldn't we derive from there where the Shechina is? So now you can't derive it from there because they had to put it somewhere. They had to put the Aron and the Kaparos, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it had to be somewhere. So it had to be in one direction or the other. So it happened to be on the west. It had to be on one side. It couldn't be in the middle. You weren't going to put the Kodesh HaKadoshim right in the center of the complex. It had to be on one side. So it could have just been, because it had to be somewhere, it had to be on the west. But that's not a Raya. Vritzba Amar, the Ritzba says no. To Mishame and Lilmo the Shechina b'Marav, the Nehid the base Kachi Hakadoshimai b'Marav, Hamikdash Mikol Makom Ha'aron Shashchina Shcham, Kedichsev V'Noradi L'Chasham Hayy b'Mizrach base Kachi Hakadoshin. He says no. It could be that you can't learn out from the base Hamikdash because yes, the Kodesh Hakadoshim was on the western side of the complex of the base Hamikdash complex, but where was the Aron inside of the Kodesh Hakadoshim? Much more to the east of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the eastern part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's a stiru minei ubei if you look at the Beis HaMikdash. The location of the Kodesh HaKadoshim suggests west. Location of the Aron within the Kodesh HaKadoshim suggests east. And you'll notice in the margin he quotes, Ayin Tosis Yantif Tahacha, with Sof Mishnah Tes, Mashkas V'od Biyuma. So Yantif says he's bothered by this Ritzbah because he says we know that the Aron was directly in the center of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what in the world is Tosa talking about? That the Aron was on the eastern side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's not so. It was right in the middle of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because that's what the Gemara says, that the Aron didn't take up any space. Why? Because there were 20 amos of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there were 10 amos on each side of the Aron. So you see that the Aron didn't take up any space. What do you mean 10 amos on each side of the Aron? You see that it was right in the middle. The Rosh Hashanah over here suggests that it depends whether you're going east, west, north, south. That in terms of east, west, it was more on the eastern side. North, south, it was right in the middle. Right, so depending which direction, so it's not really Ritzba's not really against the Gemara. Okay, you have to see the Rashbam later on. The Rashbam later on in the Masechta says like that. Rashbam in Sadi Tes says that is a northwest versus south, north south versus an east west thing. All right, we'll get to that Gemara later on. Daf Sadi Tes says the Gemara Vayter. Where are we? Yeah, it says Mask or Vachabar Yaakov Dilma Kevich Notal Prasmir Rabba Vachosala Chorvu Mishtachve. How do we know that? Because the sun rises in the east, that it's bowing toward the west. Maybe Ad Rabba. It's like an Eved that's Notal Prasmir Rabba, where he's backing away from the master. Where he got something from the master and he's backing away. So Kasha, so that's Taka Kasha. Raboshia Sava Shkina Bakal Makar. Raboshia holds the Shkina is everywhere. Dam Raboshia Maitik Sivatu Hashem Vachata Sisa Sashemayim Shluchach Haloke Shluche Basav Adam. We darshan that the Shluchim of Kadosh Baruch Hu are different than Shluchim of man. Shluche Basav Adam Yimakam Shemishalchim Lisham Machzim Shluchusan. Shluche Basav Adam, from the place where they're sent to, they then have to go back and report that they have accomplished the shlichus. Avul shluchachal l'makom shemishtalchin misham machzirin shlichusan. But by the shluchay makom, it's not so. By the shluchay makom, it's in the makom shemishtalchin sham. It should be machzirin shlichusan. The place where they are sent to, that's where the machzir shlichusan. They don't have to go back to where they started to report back. Shnemar atishlach brakom v'yelchu v'yomru lachinenu. Yavo v'yomru lo nemar el v'yelchu v'yomru. Doesn't say they'll come. It says v'yelchu v'lamit shashchina b'kol makom. It sounds like wherever they went on their shlichus, the shchina is going to be there. So you see, the shchina is everywhere. It's not that the shchina is more intense in one direction or the other, and therefore you could daven whichever direction you want. V'af Rabbi Shmuel says shchina b'kol makom. Rabbi Shmuel also holds the shchina is everywhere. The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel minayin shashchina b'kol makom. How do I know the shchina is everywhere? Shenemar hinei hamalach hadover b'yotzei umalach achar yotzei l'krasso. Achar Rav lo ne'amar Ella Lekrasso. Doesn't say that there's another malach lining up behind him. It's coming in from the other direction. So you see the malachim are coming from all over the place. Malamit Shechina b'kol makom. That shows you that the Shechina must be everywhere. It's in all directions. V'af Rav Sheshes of Shechina b'kol makom. Rav Sheshes also has the Shechina is everywhere. Damal Rav Sheshes l'shamei l'kol ruchu ukman l'bar b'mizrach. Rav Sheshes says you could stand me up to daven, face me in any direction. He was blind. He had to be stood up and helped. He said, face me in any direction. Just don't face me east. Anywhere except for east is okay to daven. A little troubling, no? V'lav mishum d'vas b'shechina, el mishum d'bor moruba mini. And it's not because there's no shechina in the east. There is. It's just that that's where the of the Avodah Zarah pray. Since the Talmidei of the Avodah Zarah daven toward the east, so we don't want to daven toward the east as a way of showing that we're not davening to the same thing that they're davening towards. But otherwise, we could daven anywhere in any direction. Now, nowadays, we don't have Avodah Zarah davening toward the east, although you do have a lot of Muslims davening toward Mecca. Okay, it's Sarachiyun. But so nowadays, they're not Avodah Zarah. Islam is not Avodah Zarah. So so nowadays, we're allowed to and encouraged to daven to the east, because we daven toward the Makom HaMikdash. Rabbi Avohu Amar, right, that's what Tos points out, Hani Amaroi Leslu Hadetani Bebrachos Chayv Adam Lespal Neged Yerushalayim. All these Amaran that say that the Shechina is everywhere is against the Gemara in Brachos, which says you're supposed to daven toward Yerushalayim. Right, so that's what we paskin. Rabbi Avohu Amar Shechina B'Marav. Rabbi Avohu says the Shechina is in the west. Amar Rabbi Avohu, my Urya Avir Ka. What does Urya mean? Which is the Rashi says Urya Anishamati Kachor Lamarav Blashon Parsi. In Lashon Parsi, Urya means west. So what does Urya mean? It means Avir Ka, the air of God. That's the airspace of God. That's where the Shechina really is. It should be noted, everyone agrees Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. That's not a machlokas. The issue is where the most intense Hashras HaShechina is. Meaning, is there a single direction where there's a greater intensity of Hashras HaShechina? Just like we have the sense of Hashras HaShechina is greater in the Mikdash than it is in the in Yerushalayim, and it's greater in Yerushalayim than it is in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and greater in Eretz Yisrael than it is in the rest of the world. So too, there might be a directional, preference for Hashras HaShechina. But of course, Hashras HaShechina is everywhere. Amrav Yudah, Ma'idukziv Yarav Kamata Lichi Zuruach Marav Shabam Me'erpo Shalolam. Yarav Kamata Lichi refers to the western wind that comes Me'erpo Shalolam from the back of the world. Tezel Katalim Rasi, Zeruach Tzfonus Shemazelus Asazav. That's the Ruach Tzfonus which makes gold worthless. How does it make gold worthless? Because it brings about starvation, and therefore the only thing that has any value in terms of currency is going to be food. V'chenu Omer, Hazalim Zav Mekis. Kesir Malei Desha, Zuruach Mizrachis Shemesayrus Kol Olam Kaseir. That's the Ruach Mizrachis that storms the whole world. I says Tosos Ad Mashem Asnisin She Noch Mikol Aruchos. Doesn't it imply that it's more that it's a wonderful wind? It's Noch Mikol Aruchos. Heinuk Shibah Kedarkav. Shibah LePronos Yimseares. depends how it blows. If it blows softly, wonderful. If it doesn't, then it's not so wonderful. Ukirvivim ali esev, zu ruach dromas shi mala revivim megadelis asavim. That's the ruach dromas which causes grass to grow and allows for fertile ground. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar omer, the olam neachsadru hudoma. The world is like an achsadru. It's like a porch that's enclosed on three sides. Ruach tzvona seinim savevas, and the northern wind is not blocked in by a mechitza. It's not surrounded on the north side. The kivin sheigia, just as a disclaimer, I have no idea what the Gemara is talking about in the next 10 lines or so. The kivin sheigia chama etzel kerim aravas tzvonis, and once the sun gets to the northwest side, nichvefes, it turns around va'ola l'malam n'arikia, and it goes above the sky. Rabbi Shua Omer, olam kavu hudoma. The world is more like a dome. Ruach tzvonis misaveves, and the northern wind goes around. V'kivin shechama magas the keren marav tzvonis, and as soon as the sun gets to the northwest side, makefes v'chazeres achorei kippa, it goes behind the dome. Right, it goes behind the sky. That's why we don't see it. Shnemar holichal dar v'sove v'altzafon. It seems to be describing something that's very, very far from the metzias. Holichal dar biyom v'sove v'altzafon b'layla. It goes to the south during the day. It seems to be assuming that the world is flat, right? And the sun goes out on this side and then must go over the sky to come back on the other side, as opposed to going under. Holichal dar biyom v'sove v'altzafon b'layla. It goes to the south during the day and goes toward the north at night. Soviv soviv holich haruach v'al svivav shav haruach. El Pnei Mizrach, Pnei Marav, Shepam Savavtan, Pam Malachtan. That sometimes it goes across the eastern side of the sky, sometimes across the western, meaning it goes, sometimes when it goes from east to west, it goes on the northern side of the sky, sometimes on the western side of the sky, meaning it will run along the east till it gets all the way to the north, etc., depending how long the day is. Hu Haya Omer, Asan Rabbi Lazar. The Hu Haya Omer goes like Rabbi Lazar. Min Acheder Taval Sufa, Zu Ruach Dromis, Umim Kara, Zu Ruach Tzvonis, Minishmas Kal Yitain Kerach, Zu Ruach Maravis, V'rocha Mayim B'mutzak, Zu Ruach Mizrachis. Okay, different parts of the pasuk referring to different winds. V'amar Mar, Ruach Dromis, Malar Reviv Magadal Sasavim, but didn't we say Ruach Dromis is wonderful, it causes Asavim to grow? Lo Kasha, how do you say Mitra B'nichusa, Habish V'chusa? Depends how it rains. If it rains lightly, that's wonderful. If it rains in torrential downpours, not so good. Amrav Chista, Maidach Siv Mitzafon Zav Ya'asa. What does the pasuk mean? Zu Ruach Tzvonis, it's a reference to the northern wind, Shema Zelas Es Azav. That causes gold to be worth less money. V'cheinu Omer Hazalim Zav Mikis, and that's what Hazalim Zav Mikis also refers to. This wind that causes starvation in the world, causes famine, and therefore makes gold worthless, because all the money in the world, all you need is food. Amra from Bar Papa Amrav Chistam Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash Lo Hukshem Ruach Dromis Shnemar VeYigzal Yamin V'Rav VeYochel Al Smol V'Lo Saveu, that the Ruach Dromis has not caused the proper rain since the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Uksiv Tzafim V'Yamin Atabrasam Va'Amr Raf from Bar Papa Amrav Chistam Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash Ein Agishamim Yordan Me'Otzer Tov. Since the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the rain has not come from the good storehouses of rain. Meaning we've had rain, but it's never been the good stuff. Shneimar Yiftach Hashem Lecha Es Otzaru HaTov. Pasuk says Hashem is going to open up for you His good Otzar. Bizman sheYisrael Otzar Mitzvah Mitzvah Makom Yisrael Shuin Alan Masam Gishamim Yardim Yotzer Tov. When Klal Yisrael is doing the right thing and we're in Eretz Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up His good Otzar of rain. Bizman sheEin Yisrael Shuin Alan Masam Ein Gisham Yardim Yotzer Tov. But when we're not in Eretz Yisrael, then we're not going to have the Otzer Tov. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Harotza Sheyachkim Yadrin. So back into slightly more understandable things. So it says Rabbi Yitzchak, if someone wants to become smart, so they should face south. When? So says Rashi, Bitfilaso, Yachzer Panav L'Darom. We're talking about directions to Davin, going back to what we were discussing on the bottom of Amud Aleph, based on the presence of the Shekhinah. So assuming, let's say, that you have the option to face whatever direction you want, so it makes sense that if you're interested in Chachma, if you're worried that you're not a big enough Chacham, you should face south. V'sheyashu Yatzpin. But if you want to become rich, if your priority is more about money than about Chachma, so you face north and you're able to become very wealthy. V'simanayach Shulchan Mitzafon U'Menor B'Darom. And the good way to remember that is that the Shulchan is in the northern side and the Menorah is in the southern side. So the makeup of the Beis HaMikdash is megala to us the different kochos of the different directions. Right, so in that way, the Shulchan represents wealth, the menorah represents Chachma, So that way you face in those directions, and that's what you can hope for. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar Li Olam Yadrim. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, no, it's always better to face south. Shemitosh Muskaki Misasher. He says, because if you're smart, if you have a lot of chachma, then you're likely, you'll figure out how to make money. Shinemar Orchamim Bimino Bismolo Shabachavod. I have Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar Shechina B'Marav, but didn't Rabbi Shimon Levi tell us that the Shechina is in the Marav, so therefore you always have to face west, because that's where the Shechina is? So what's he talking about, facing north, facing south? So the Mitzadi that's today, no, it means you face, primarily you're facing toward the west, but you lean yourself a little bit toward the south to gain Chachma, and once you gain that Chachma, you're going to be able to be Yashir as well, you'll be able to get wealthy as well. Amle Rabbi Chanina Ravashi, Kagonatun, Diasvisu, Bitzvon, Deret Yisrael, Adrima Adrumi. He says, you who live in Bavel, who are to the north of Eretz Yisrael, you should face south in your davening. Uminal and the Bavel, I mean, that goes like the Gemara in Brachos, that you always face toward Yerushalayim. You always face toward the Makom HaMikdash. So, frankly, Gemara, Uminal and the Bavel, Tzvon and Eretz Yisrael, Kaima. How do we know Bavel is north of Eretz Yisrael? It's an unusual question, isn't it? What do you mean, how do we know Bavel is north of Eretz Yisrael? Go to Bavel. They traveled back and forth from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. They knew which way Bavel was. But anyway, it says, D'chsiv mitzafon tiftach ra'al kol yoshei ha'aretz. So from Tzafon, the Ra is going to be opened up on all the yoshei ha'aretz. Tzafon meaning from the north, from Bavel. So what's the Gemara? I'm just thinking out loud over here. What kind of question is that? So I was thinking, it's not really north of Eretz Yisrael, right? It's a little bit east also, isn't it? Northeast of Eretz Yisrael. So if it's northeast of Eretz Yisrael, I'm not so good at geography, but I'm pretty sure I'm correct about this. If it's northeast of Eretz Yisrael, then Mistama, what it means to say is that even though it's at an angle, you're allowed to face directly south. Meaning, perhaps it's teaching us Chiddush LaHalacha, that you're allowed to call it north and just face south, even though you're not facing directly, which is important because we face the east when we daven, and in California and in Florida, they also face the east. They don't angle themselves differently than we angle ourselves. What's the heter for that? Shouldn't everyone be facing, find out what's the direction of Yerushalayim and face in that direction? So the implication is, you just have to be ballpark. You know, roughly, since Eretz Yisrael is pretty much to the east of us, and it's pretty much to the east of people in Florida, we're all allowed to face the same direction. We all face east, even though it's not exactly east. I think that might be the chiddush. Someone must say something like that. Marchiknas mishum in a yarek. So we said you have to keep your flax pool away from the vegetables. Tanya Rabbi Yossi mati b'chadol shiacholam lo acha atom li archei chardalcham in dvorai archei dvorcham in chadali shabos ve'ochlus legluri chardalai. Rabbi Yossi says that you can have them nearby, because just like one guy could tell the other guy, just like you're telling me to keep my chardal away from your dvarim, I'll tell you, keep your dvarim away from my chardal, because your dvarim are damaging my chardal as much as my chardal is damaging your dvarim. Says the Mishnah, Marchikin asay ilan min abar esrim chamesh amin. You keep a tree 25 amos away from your friend's bar. Ubacharavu v'shikma chamishim amin. If it's a charav or shikma tree, you keep it 50 amos away. Bein min lamala, bein min atzad. Whether it's the tree is higher up or whether it's directly across. Im abar kadma, kotzei tfinosin damim. If the bar came first, so you cut down the tree, and you have to pay. So what's the right? Okay. So kotzit v'nosin damim. If the bar came first, you have to give money. V'im ilan kadam lo yikotz. If the tree came first, you don't have to cut down the tree at all. Savik zekadam lo yikotz. Meaning again, we already contrasted this with the halachos of a tree near a city. A tree near a city is going to have to be cut down no matter what. Over here, if the tree had the right to be there because it was planted first, it does not have to be cut down. And because of that, sav exekadam, if you're mesupuk whether the tree came first or the bark came first, lo yikots, you do not have to cut it down. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afalpi shabar kodemus le'ilan, lo yikots, shezeh chofer betok shalom, vizeh noteha betok shalom. Rabbi Yossi says, even though the bar came before the tree, you still don't cut it down because each guy is doing what they're allowed to do in their own property. Is my watch right or is that watch right? Oh, it is? Okay, so we'll stop here. Okay.